Title: New Lower UK Thresholds for Scrutiny of Mergers Affecting National Security. Content: Following the publication and consultation on a green paper earlier this year, the UK government has now published new takeover rules, adding new thresholds to the relevant provisions of the UK Enterprise Act, giving the Secretary of State, SOS, additional powers to scrutinise mergers taking place after July 11, 2018. These powers are based on public interest in transactions that raise national security concerns and in which the government would have otherwise not been able to intervene. This is part of the UK government's wider review of National Security and Infrastructure Investment Review A, which will bring additional legislative changes in future. The government's stated reasons for the new rules include technological and economic changes, as well as a changing national security threat, which meant that thresholds were no longer effectively safeguarding the UK's national security in all areas of the economy. In addition to giving the SOS broader grounds to intervene, the additional rules also add a new jurisdictional test for merger review and as such apply to the UK Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, which is responsible for reviewing such mergers on competition law grounds. The relevant enterprises to which the new rules will apply the UK merger regime remains a voluntary regime. Merger notification requirements are left to the party's self-assessment. On the basis of the existing rules, the CMA will only investigate transactions if it has reasonable grounds to suspect that a transaction may give rise to a relevant merger situation, and if the jurisdictional thresholds are met. The latter are met if the target's annual turnover exceeds £70 million sterling or where share of supply of good or services increases to over 25% as a result of the merger. These rules remain unaffected but will hitherto only apply to companies other than relevant enterprises. The new rules introduce a new definition of relevant enterprise into the share of supply test, which targets smaller companies which hold a 25% share of supply of goods or services prior to a merger, including those that sell military or dual-use goods which are subject to export control, computer processing and units, and quantum technology. This applies only to the products and services of possible merger targets, and those active in these markets will fall under a new jurisdictional threshold. The new thresholds are met if the relevant enterprise and has an annual turnover of £1 million sterling, instead of £70 million sterling, and if its share of supply or purchase of goods or services, i.e. those goods or services that qualify the company as relevant enterprise, before the merger in the UK is at least 25%. According to Guidance A on the notion of relevant enterprise published by the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, BEIS, relevant enterprises are those that are active in the development or production of or which hold relevant information on items for military or military and civilian use, a euro dual use. This includes arms, military and paramilitary equipment and generally those, but not all, that are subject to strategic export controls and included in strategic export control lists, specifically excluding the EU human rights list, the design and maintenance of aspects of computing hardware, the ownership, creation, or supply of intellectual property relating to the functional capability of computer processing units, 2. The instruction set architecture for such units, 3. Computer code that provides low-level control for such units, the design, maintenance, or provision of support for the secure provisioning or management of a roots of trust of computer processing units, 2. Computer code that provides low-level control for such units. The development and production of quantum technology, in particular quantum computing or simulation, quantum imaging, sensing, timing or navigation, quantum communications, and quantum-resistant cryptography. The guidance provides further detail and any remaining questions can be raised with the BEIS, not however the CMA. Comment: The new rules will affect buyers of smaller UK businesses considered to be relevant enterprises, as they could now trigger a public interest intervention by the SOS. The existing public interest intervention so far gave the SOS the ability to intervene in cases where jurisdictional thresholds were not met.